Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Right, we were talking a little bit earlier about Israel marking the 59th anniversary of Jerusalem Reunification Day, known as Yom Yerushalayim. The celebration, once again, brings emotion, memory, politics, faith, identity into focus. For many Israelis and Jews around the world, Jerusalem is far more than just a city. It's a history, symbolism, survival, and, of course, it is central to Jewish faith. But in an era where society seems increasingly divided, there's also a broader question. Can large national celebrations still unite people? Can moments of collective pride and shared heritage cut through the politics and the polarization, even temporarily? Joining us in just one moment is Jonathan Feldstein, founder of Genesis 123 Foundation. That's an organization focused on building bridges between Jews and Christians and strengthening a connection to Israel. I see that we are trying to get hold of Jonathan. There we go, Jonathan Feldstein joining us this morning. Jonathan, great to have you with us. For listeners who aren't fully, who don't fully understand the significance of Yom Yerushalayim, what exactly is being commemorated today?
Wow, it's great that we're having this conversation today, because I had the opportunity yesterday to do a huge prayer call with hundreds of Christians across the United States, and I explained something very simply. First of all, 59 years ago today was the reunification of Jerusalem after thousands of years of separation from Jerusalem, or certainly Jewish sovereignty in Jerusalem. And so today we're celebrating that 59 years, and it's a remarkable, historic, prophetic reality that we still have the privilege to live within.
Yeah, and in terms of the spiritual, religious aspect of the day, what does it actually mean?
Look, they're very closely linked to Independence Day. And the irony, and I don't know if you caught this, Howard, but yesterday was the 14th of May, the day on which Israel declared independence.
You know what? I didn't. It's incredible, actually. Now that you say it, it's so obvious, but I didn't think of it.
It was the overlap, and that was the theme of my discussion. That yesterday was the formal milestone of the Declaration of Independence, which was the cornerstone of now where we're celebrating 78 years. But of course, when we declared independence 78 years ago, Jerusalem was divided. Jordan occupied and annexed the most significant part, the Old City, the historic and biblical sites, for 19 years until the Six-Day War, until this day in 1967, when we were able to reunify it. And yeah, of course, you can look at the military victories and the suffering that's come along with it. But as I was having this conversation, I wondered if Ben Gurion, if the paratroopers who captured Jerusalem and the Jordanians who fled, if they understood at that moment the historic significance, because you know Jews in the world continue to pray for Jerusalem to return to Jerusalem. Mm. Here we are. Yeah, there's work to be done. But this is a remarkable achievement, and it's something we can't take for granted in our lives.
No, it is. Look, for many of us, we don't know life without the Kotel. We don't know life without being able to access. But some of our listeners were messaging me earlier saying they remember this time, and they remember the before and after, and really just a complete change in everything, in the flow of Jews when with regard to Israel. The the obviously the danger of all of this is political polarization. And I have to say, sitting a little bit of a distance away from it, I do worry about this. I do worry that the day is being tainted by politicization rather by politics rather than a focus on what this actually means. Is that, are you seeing that in Israel?
So I anticipated a kind of a conversation like this with you. You and I are similar in our thinking. Yes, it's politicization of it. I'll use another example from the prayer event that I did yesterday. Today is also, because it's May 15th, is also what our neighbors and detractors call Nakba Day, right? The day of their catastrophe. The catastrophe was that they made a really bad mistake and have yet to integrate into the countries in which the Arab refugees fled to because of the war that they initiated. And that is a shame. But I elected not yesterday not to speak of the negativity of the war, but simply just to celebrate, exactly to the direction you're going, simply just to celebrate that which we have. And I personally, I loved being in Jerusalem yesterday and seeing the whole city decked out in blue and white and Israeli flags and thousands of people wearing blue and white clothing. And what an amazing way to be able to celebrate. But I don't think it's advantageous. I think it detracts from the celebration by poking others in the eye, whether it's politically, whether it's ethnically, and when we're celebrating, we just need to celebrate, and we're still at war, and we still need to deal with the reality of our existence. But when we're celebrating, we just need to celebrate, and that's kind of my take on the whole day.
So in fact, leading to that is that your work through Genesis 1-3 Foundation focuses quite heavily on building bridges between Jews and Christians. Does Jerusalem itself function as a unifying symbol beyond the bricks and mortar?
Jerusalem is the unifying symbol. If there were a unifying symbol, I think it has to be Jerusalem. When this was played out, I thought I did it. You invite me back on your show on a consistent basis because I'm okay. And I thought I did an okay job yesterday, but when I got the reception from the hundreds of people who were on this call, I realized, yes, how significant indeed it was and is for them. And so Jerusalem is the center, not just the center of our respective faiths, Christianity and Judaism, but it's the center of the world. It's where God told us to build his home, the house of worship for all nations, which we are praying will be rebuilt. I don't think there's any more physical embodiment of the significance of a place between Jews and Christians and the city of Jerusalem. And when I travel in Jerusalem, I see, you know, I say they're God's fingerprints, even on the potholes.
I love that. Absolutely love that. And that is where we do have to leave it. Jonathan Feldstein, thank you for that. And a gorgeous, gorgeous image. God's fingerprints, even on the potholes. Wishing you a fantastic Chag Sameach and a Shabbat Shalom.